black Sumerian women, 3900 BC in Mesopotamia, created the first known recipe for beer. Mm. Beer is literally black history.
Wow.
So myself and my business partner, Kevin, who's not here today, came up. We have a brand called Drought Season.
Okay.
If you are from that era, you know what the drought is. If there ain't no dope on the street, we spell it D-R-A-U-G-H-T for drought or draft beer because we created this. And out of the thousands of breweries in America, black people are less than 1% owners in the world. Mm. It's up to you. It doesn't matter if your teacher ain't doing whatever, if your counselor ain't doing whatever, if your homeboy ain't contribute his part of the group project. Don't nobody care. Mm-hmm. Especially as a black man in America, that we have nobody to fall back on except for us.
Yeah.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Like, that's why I hate the whole male, female divide. All we got is us. That's
each
all
other.
We got.
Preach. Mm-hmm. Preach.
So that's what I learned. Like, literally, like, it's up to you. If you want to graduate, get it done. You want to make sure your financial aid is straight, it's on you. Mm-hmm. You're no longer a kid. It's your responsibility.
Hey, what's good, everybody? Welcome to another episode of The Yard Link Up, presented by Historically Black Sense. This is all things HBCU, HBCU affiliated, and everything that you can think of HBCU-wise. You feel me? Now, I'm DC.
And it's your girl, Brittany Passion. No talk, all action. And
it's your boy, Dasan Onyx Frazier.
Okay, Dasan Onyx Frazier.
He had to say his whole name. She had to give her whole little tagline.
You already know.
Well,
I'm
DC,
the
best thing since the TV. So what else you gonna look at, sweetheart?
You know what I'm saying? HBCU, what it do?
And in the back, man, I got my guy, DJ Duce. What's happening?
Duce the Great.
What's happening?
DJ Duce, what you got for us today? Ooh, mid-2000, okay. Y'all know we got a guest to the left of me, and we're going to introduce him, you know, after this musical break. Let's get it.
Yeah.
Ooh, in my own zone. Hey, this about to be the theme of 2024, y'all. In my own zone.
Hey.
Shout out to Juice.
Hey, this is
everybody. All right.
We got now.
What?
Don't tell them who we got.
I'm going to tell them who we got. We got Brandon Peters. You know, Clark alum.
Uh-oh.
Clark alum in the building. He said, uh-oh. He is the founder of, is it Facts Trivia Only?
Facts Only Trivia.
Facts Only Trivia. And he is also the co-founder of Drought Season. Bow. We have Brandon Peters in the building, y'all.
Give it up. Thanks for having me. Much appreciated.
Represent SCAU.
Absolutely. Always.
Man, let's get into it, man. I got a couple questions for you, man. The first one, though, let's get the tough ones out the way.
We about to get in his business?
Well, we finna get in his business.
Okay, we gonna get in his business.
I don't know her. I never met her.
You know what I'm saying? First question for you, man.
Translation, he knows her.
Hello.
Let me tell his business.
Look, first question, though. As a creative, right, what are some of the struggles that you go to, you know, like mentally, financially, that the people got to, you know, look forward to or, you know, you can help them get over with?
Got you. So a little bit of history. Mm-hmm. So I started out in working behind the scenes in television, became a full-time journalist, and I still create, but I'm kind of on the business side now of journalism, of media, all of that stuff. So
right.
Thank God the struggles are behind me.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But honestly, like, I speak to students all the time, and I'll tell you, like, man, if you know what your passion is, if you know what you want to do, just push through and figure out creative ways to do things. One of my homies, you familiar with the Cali Picnic, correct?
For sure.
So me and my homies brought the Cali Picnic back a few years ago, 10,000 or so people out every year, had YG, some of everybody. Ali Early, may he rest in peace, one of my good homies
rest
from California, where I'm from. He's from Richmond, I'm from Oakland. Told me years and years ago, I'm not a journalist, I'm a writer. And I never knew what he meant.
Mm.
for a long time, I didn't know what he meant. And as I continued to evolve in my career, I understood that no matter if you can write, you can do anything. So if you're a journalist and you write for a newspaper, a magazine, website, whatever, you can write commercials, you can write scripts, you can write whatever. So I would
write songs.
Exactly. I would say all that to say, if you are a creative, to fight through those roadblocks, you just have to keep creating. And don't self-edit, don't self-doubt, just let it flow and then come back to it and figure it out. And it's all, if you're talented, it's always going to be some bread there. People find, you definitely got to hustle. You can't just sit down and not be loud about what you're doing, but people will find you. Most of the opportunities that I've had have come from people knowing what I do or hearing about something I did and bringing me more opportunities.
Right, and I know as us three on this table, on this panel podcast, we're creatives as well. You know what I'm saying? So just like you said, you're going to hit those roadblocks. You're going to stumble. It comes with the territory. But you got to keep going because you never know who needs to hear your story, who needs to see, okay, hey, you know, I've been through it too. But like you said, you eventually get to a point where those struggles don't overshadow your success.
Exactly.
It's just a part of your story.
Biggest trick in the world is somebody convincing themselves they're the only one going through something.
Ooh.
Isolation don't help nobody.
Say that one more time. Say that one more time.
So.
Isolation don't help nobody.
Exactly.
So if you isolating yourself out there or distancing yourself, like, talk to somebody because we all need each other, okay? Especially as black people. So my question for you is, what keeps you motivated during those times where you might not feel as motivated or inspired to create? You are a true visionary. So what do you do in those times? How do you get through that? What keeps you motivated to see that light at the end of the tunnel?
I'm going to say something that's a little controversial. I think motivation and inspiration is somewhat overrated.
Okay, talk to us now. School us.
Because I've been motivated. Like you said, I'm a visionary. I see things 5 years before they happen. Duse can attest to this. We've been rocking for a long time.
Yes.
Discipline is what brings you success. Motivation is what starts you. Inspiration is what can start you. Sometimes it'll keep you going, but what'll truly keep you going and it's truly discipline. Get to your goal is discipline. Because you still got to do it when you don't feel like it.
Hello.
Those be the best workouts. When you don't feel like going, you don't feel like going on that run, you're like, man, let me get out here and do it. And you'd be more fulfilled at the end of the day.
You feel so much better after you do it anyway.
For sure, absolutely.
Yeah. That discipline and consistency, too, but goes with that discipline. And I learned along the way, like, self-control. Because sometimes you got to make sacrifices, but that come go back to what you said. That discipline. You got to make those sacrifices to get to where you want to be, even when you don't feel like doing it. So
absolutely.
Appreciate that.
Now what I want to do real quick is address the elephant in the room right now.
What's the elephant in the room?
Clark Atlanta.
Yeah.
Ooh. How Clark Atlanta? from Oakland. What made you choose Clark Atlanta?
Man, so I started off, I graduated from, I don't care about telling my age. I'm still very handsome.
Okay.
I'm getting the wealthy. I'm comfortable.
Manifest.
You know what I'm saying? But hey, this is the first sign that he already got it. I'm getting there. Okay. All right.
Well, let me answer this question. So I started off at going to a small school in Augusta called Payne College.
Okay.
And they gave me a little bit of money. My homeboy was there hooping. I wanted to get out of California.
Really?
So I got accepted to Clark. They sent their stuff late in my school. That's what
you
they did.
You know how it goes. We know.
It was one of the best decisions I ever made because I met two very, very close lifelong friends that introduced me to a life that I would have never seen before. I grew up in the 80s and the early 90s in the Bay Area. If you are familiar with the 80s and the 90s and you familiar with what came out of Oakland, what understood don't need to be said.
Right.
I never saw black people with generational wealth. Most of the people I saw in nice luxury cars saw dope.
Yeah.
So when I'm in school and I'm like, my guy, Daryl Satcher, still very close friends to this day, who I met at Payne, and we both transferred to Clark together. His father is Dr. David Satcher. If you don't know who that is, Google it, look it up. Former Surgeon General, former head of CDC.
Yes.
All of that. So I ended up, you know, spending Thanksgiving with these people. That would have never happened had I not left home.
Right.
So we were at Payne, didn't like it, it was whack.
I'm about to say no Augusta. Disrespect. I've never been to Augusta.
I'm not that. Let me know I'm not a small city person.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anywhere
yeah.
I live needs to have a mass transit system and at least two professional sports teams. So I ended up transferring to Clark. One of the best decisions I've ever made in my life. Yeah. So it's and it's a gang of people. Like I said, we do Cali Picnic. It's hundreds of dudes and ladies from the Bay Area and from LA that go to Clark and been going to Clark for years. I have family at Clark already before I got there.
So do y'all do Cali Picnic here in Atlanta?
Yeah. You not like, familiar?
No. I'm new here. Man, so let me tripping. Know. Let me Cali, know about
so
Cali Picnic.
Cali Picnic is basically it started off Shakir, may he rest in peace. Why am I drawing a blank? One of my homies, I Chuck from Oakland and a couple people from LA started it off because it was actually the precursor to Freaknik. So they started it off and it was four kids that couldn't afford to go home for spring break back to California. So mm-hmm. they wanted to bring California culture here. So they started it. It kind of fell off for a few years. Like I said, my brother Ali Early, may he rest in peace, brought it back. So myself, Motown Lee, who is co-founder of One Music Fest, mm-hmm. My homie Big Ran and my homie J-Rock from LA and Ali all came together, put it together, brought it out, made it more successful than it's ever been. So we're working on the next installment coming up in second quarter.
Look, I ain't even from Cali, but
I know
every
year. You been to the Cali
Picnic? Oh, people fly out.
You been to the Cali Picnic?
Especially in the AUC, though. Like
it's for
it's,
y'all.
Yeah.
It's literally for AUC students.
It's popping for sure.
It's
really the only place in the world where you're going to see it's every hood, every set, Bay Area, for literally from Washington down to San Diego. It's people that fly out.
Just
we had somebody drive from Canada one year.
Oh wow!
To come to this. People program, they'll never say it, people program their events that weekend around what we do. Mm. We've had Roddy
we ain't
Rich.
Gonna do nothing this weekend.
We've had Roddy Rich perform. Yeah. We've had YG perform. We've had Kamaya perform. We've never paid an artist. We never advertise artists. People just come out for the love.
For the love.
And they enjoy and themselves
and have a great time. Because Cali is a great time, okay?
And it's never no violence. It's the only place you're going to see all this culture. We have car shows. People bring their lolos out, mm-hmm. everything. Mm-hmm. And there's never violence.
Wait, and where is it actually?
We do
elegant?
It on the campus of Morris Brown.
Morris Brown.
Yep. Morris Brown.
Dang, that's why I didn't know that.
Yeah. So we are. If it wasn't for the pandemic, we'd be at 27 years right now. Like I said, it predated Freaknik.
I ain't even know that.
And what most people don't know is the dude that's doing the Freaknik documentary, P. Frank Williams, also from Oakland.
Dang. Hey, y'all getting a history lesson right now. Okay.
Downtown Bennett.
That's lit.
I didn't know. So, question. How have setbacks or failures contributed to your growth as a creative individual?
Man, so many. I don't even believe in failing as being failing. I feel like unless you don't try after you fail to take that L, it's not really an L if you learn something from it. Bro, I would say my greatest one is not taking advantage of opportunities when they're presented to you.
Stay one more time, man, listen.
That's deep, for real.
And part of that goes into you don't think you're ready, things of that nature. Like, I could have been writing professionally before I graduated from college. Mm. And I was BSing and didn't push forward with it. And I was like, man, and a few years later, I started doing it for real. But it still took me a minute to get to the level, whereas I would have already been on that level.
But you don't know what you don't know.
That's a fact.
You know?
That's a T-shirt right there. Okay. You don't know what you don't know. That's for sure.
Look at you dropping gems over
here.
I like that.
But I'm saying, you know, it's real. And so my question is, because you were talking about, we're talking about your setbacks, your successes.
Yeah.
Cali Picnic is a success. You also have your own brand.
For sure.
So talk to us a little bit about your Facts Only Trivia event, how people can sign up, what it is, and what prompted you to start it as well.
So
it's a vibe too, though. I will say that.
I appreciate you coming.
You gonna take me on a date, DC? We come to your event on a date.
I'll meet you though. Everyone is welcome.
Everybody is welcome. Okay.
I would say, what was it, 6-7 years ago? So 6-7 years ago, so one of my guys, Anthony David, R&B singer, I'm sure y'all have heard of him. We used to go to, we would go to like bar trivias. Like we would just hang out. And yes. I'd be like, this is fun, but it's corny. Mm. I was like, I want something cool.
Because our people ain't really had stuff like that.
Right. I want something cool. So I was like, man, we should do a hip hop trivia thing. So I hit up my brother Maurice Garland, who I podcasted with for a very long time. Maurice Garland, one of the best writers, period, regardless of region. Crystal, who helps us out a lot, reached out to her. I was like, yo, let's do something. What do you think about it? Crystal is a hustler. Like, she's a go-getter. Okay. She gonna make it happen. You always need a woman on your team, primarily a black woman, for sure.
For sure.
And Crystal brought in Duse as our DJ, so mm-hmm. we just started. And honestly, it was, I think people really wanted it. It was something that you wasn't pretentious. It was mm-hmm. free. Ain't no standing on couches or popping bottles. Mm. Ain't no VIP. You just come and have a good time. But it's not regular trivia. It's all hip hop. And it's also, it's kind of like I always say, it's a party meets trivia meets karaoke. What's crazy is because of Maurice Garland and his connections, I think the second week we did it, Andre 3000 popped up and played. And that just kind of like...
Oh, elevated it.
Yeah, like it was crazy. Since then, we done had Killer Mike, mm-hmm. KP. Like people, they just come to town. They just come through and hang out. So unfortunately, the pandemic happened. And we took it online for a minute. So we brought it back quarterly now. So we do it at Coda Food Collective, which is in Midtown, right by Georgia Tech's campus. The next one is February 20th. And it's a great time. We got cash prizes. We've worked with so many different labels, movie companies, all mm-hmm. kind of stuff because I would say it's one of a kind, but it's been people all over the world have bit our formula since then. But I won't say we're the first to do hip hop trivia at all because it existed, mm-hmm. but I think we're the first successful hip hop mm-hmm. trivia. So you can't really trademark hip hop trivia. So we've rebranded as Facts Only Trivia. So you can follow us on anything, Facts Only Trivia.
Facts Only Trivia.
Sorry, February 20th.
February 20th.
We're going to have to go, y'all. We're going to have to go support.
Time. We there.
Because when I went there, New Face was there.
Yeah, that's the homie. Yeah, CAU. Yeah. Come on now.
Yeah, New Face is there.
Me and New Face been supporting each other for over 20 years, man. That's my guy.
New Face, this is crazy how New Face is everywhere, and that's his hashtag, New Face was there.
Exactly.
But for the longest, I didn't even know New Face had an Instagram for real. Yeah. It's like he was just everywhere. He's really a hip hop historian.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's
my
guy.
I'm a hip hop head, so I got to go.
You gotta pull up.
And it's I like karaoke too.
Is it like newer school hip hop?
It's everything.
For some of us,
it's
younger?
Everything. And
for some of us younger, you better do your history.
I ain't know now. I just say,
this stuff that ain't on TikTok, young buck.
That's cool. So my daddy had me in
y'all
the
aging y'all
learning.
So this is the thing though. When we first started, we were kind of on Georgia State's campus a little bit, where Hot Dog Factory is now. So it was a ton of college students that would come. So we always programmed to you, if you 18, if you 50,
right.
It's going to be something for everybody. Now, the questions ain't easy. They start off easy and then they get hard, but that separates the real from the fake.
Yeah.
But also, like, people really, like, take this seriously. Like, people be online arguing well after we done. Like, it's crazy.
Okay, because hip-hop, listen, for anybody who say hip-hop is dead, it ain't, baby. It
not
is being revived.
This is how hard it is. We've done it. We got to be knocking on at least, like, 300-400 trivia so far, right?
But
we used to do it weekly. So there's only been one perfect score.
Really?
In the entire time
we've
done
it. What was the age range of that person?
What's funny is it was a rapper. It's a dude named Sha Stimuli. He used to be signed to Virgin and his crew. And they literally, like, if you guys look up Will Chamberlain's 100-point game and he's holding up the paper, says 100, they did the same thing when they had the perfect score. So, yeah, that's the entire history. Online, when online, we had people from all over the world mm-hmm. checking in to in person. We did it weekly, then we did it monthly. Now we do it quarterly. Only one perfect school. I think a couple
that
people came
crazy.
Close.
Hey, it's 5-2 because you don't let nobody look at their phone.
No,
nobody
we don't.
Can look at their phone or nothing.
Five rounds.
You can't phone a friend?
No, you ain't phone.
Five rounds, five questions each round. Okay, yeah, so what would you classify as a hard question?
You just got no music there, man.
Like, what would you classify as a hard question?
Because there's not no fill in the blanks, right? It's just all.
It's like you got to. No, like when we did it online, we had to do multiple choice just because of the system mm-hmm. we were using. Man, it's so many hard like.
Oh, so you do got
to. We would like what a hard question that I think a lot of some people got, some people didn't. It's like, what is Tupac's birth name?
She was talking.
I'm rude.
It's not Tupac. It's LeSean Parrish Crooks. It's his birth name.
Well, wow. I
love
Tupac, but I guess
that.
I don't, rest in peace, Tupac. I guess I don't love Tupac like I thought I did.
I would have guessed
most
though.
People don't know that.
I wouldn't.
Say it
one
time.
LeSean Parrish Crooks.
I bet I won't ever forget it now.
Nah, I never forget it now.
Yeah, for sure. But we give super easy ones too. Like.
But some people don't know a lot of that stuff because even with my group, they would. I forgot the song. It was a Janet Jackson song, and Dallas Austin produced it. And they were like, "Who produced it?" I'm like, first of all y'all older than me, so y'all should know this anyway." They didn't know it. I'm like, nah, that is awesome. Because you know the sound. You know what I'm saying?
Right. That sound. But you know music.
You know music.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, so it's interesting. We always say, whether you know everything or you know nothing, you're here to have a great time.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And the dope thing is, like, people come with their teams, and then people come solo and join teams. Like, mm-hmm. It's all family.
And
like,
you learn it, too. You know, you learn something
and
new.
And that's what it is.
Yeah, that's dope. You ain't know before.
Now, you got on something that's kind of standing out to me.
Okay, I've been looking at his shirt.
Beer is black history.
Absolutely. Beer is black history.
Now, if you drink enough of them, it will be anyway. but please talk to me about this shirt. And if I'm, you know, if I mean, I may be wrong, but your brand is, see, now we talking.
Oh, that's
fine. Now we talk.
So people are
People, it's been a great show.
That's
super fire. That's fire.
So these are all, nice. So most people don't know this.
What?
Look, let's black, go ahead, product placement.
Come black on. Sumerian women, 3900 BC in Mesopotamia, created the first known recipe for beer. Mm. Beer is literally black history.
Wow.
So myself and my business partner, Kevin, who's not here today, came up. We have a brand called Drought Season.
Okay.
If you are from that era, you know what the drought is. If there ain't no dope on the street, we spell it D-R-A-U-G-H-T for drought or draft beer because we created this. And out of the thousands of breweries in America, black people are less than 1% owners. So there's literally a drought on the creators of beer.
Wow.
I might have to get in the beer industry.
You dropping a whole lot of stuff.
He dropping a whole lot of knowledge today. Right in time for Black History Month.
So literally, of that 1%, we have... So this is a beer we did for Clark Atlanta's Homecoming, Peachy Panther, along with Hot Dog Factory. Shout out to Rick and Kak, who are the owners of Hot Dog Factory, and Hip and Hops, which is the first black-owned brick-and-mortar brewery in the state of Georgia.
Shout out to Hip and Hops, too. I've gone there a couple of times.
For sure. Really? So we do a lot of business with them. This other beer is from our sis out in North Carolina. Spaceway is her brand. She does a lot of work with Run the Jewels, Killer Mike, and LP.
Okay.
Always got to represent for the town. We do a lot of business with Hella Coastal out in Oakland. And this is HBCU.
Okay.
So we got Crowns and Hops, Crowns and Hops is probably the most successful and most popular black-owned brewery in America, really in the world. And they've done a couple HBCU beers. They're both HBCU graduates, one from Howard and one from Spelman.
And I've never had a beer.
Fire.
But guess what?
You've never had a beer?
I've never had a beer, but I'm going to try it today.
That's crazy.
When I get off, I'm going to try it today.
There you go.
So it's like a fan favorite.
It honestly just depends, man. Mm-hmm. Like, people don't understand. Like, when people be like, oh, I don't drink beer, I don't like beer, I'd be like, one, there are less calories in most beers than there are in most cocktails. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Secondly, there is, with beer, there are more flavor profiles for beer than there are for any other spirit or wine. Like, literally, if you walk into a beer bar, like, there's hundreds of different types of beers. Yeah, you're going to find something you like.
Okay.
So my advice would be, if you like sweet stuff, go for a sour.
That's what I was going to ask.
Some,
like, where
Alambic
should I
start? Or something like that.
Yeah. Okay.
If you like stronger stuff, go for a dark stuff. If you like cognac, whiskey, or whatever, go to a stout. Mm-hmm. Something like that. And then there are, like, Uncle Nearest does collaborations with different breweries. So like, there's beers that's barrel aged. There's all kind of stuff. It's just we're not educated on it.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And I always tell people, like, there was, like I said, I'm 47 years old, so I've been doing this a long time. There are times where people don't understand, like, There was times when vodka wasn't cool. Yeah. There was times when tequila wasn't cool. All it takes is marketing.
Tequila still ain't cool for me, but.
You got to drink the good tequila. I cannot. That's my whiskey, tequila, craft beer. I can educate you all day on tequila.
Yeah, whiskey my thing now.
If you can drink it, trust me, I can put you on to some tequila that you will love.
Okay,
and it
okay.
won't tear you up the next day.
So if I never had beer, I guess which one is sweet?
I would say the Peachy Panther Lager.
Peachy Panther, that we brewed.
I would
and
say
I like
try
peach.
This.
Yeah, okay.
For sure. People love this. So we released it for homecoming, and literally the first day we dropped it, it was probably like 300-400 people that came to the release. Everybody loved it. I didn't hear one negative complaint.
So what was the motivation behind starting the brand? Is it just because of that 1% and it was an untapped market?
So what it was, so I like craft beer. So L. Sharpton is a writer and an influencer in the space who's a friend. And he kind of put me on to craft beer many years ago.
Not Al.
For our scholars out there, Sharpton.
Not the brother to be telling that got a perm. We don't mess with the feds. The views expressed
on Yardlink
on Brandon Peters, not Historically Black Sense. I'm just saying what I read. I'm just saying it is what it is. But at the end of the day, so me and my business partner Kevin, we were sitting at a beer bar one day, and we were like, you know what's crazy? Like, if you are in the cannabis, there's cookies you can wear their stuff. If you were in the cars, you can get NASCAR. Every car company has whatever. Like for people who are in the craft beer, which is a multi-billion-dollar business,
right?
There really isn't any cool clothing you can get to represent that. So if I'm in any country in the world and I see somebody walking down the street with a Dilla t-shirt on, 9 times out of 10, they're going to know where to go record store shop. They're going to know where to play good hip hop.
Right.
If I see somebody walking down the street with a Cookie shirt on, they probably going to know where to get it at. I want people to see a Drought Season shirt, a Beers Back History shirt anywhere in the world and know this person knows where to get good craft beer. That's the goal.
That's dope, man. That's real dope.
I might have to learn some stuff from him right here.
Absolutely. So now what I want to ask you is, out of everything that you learned at Clark, what's that one thing that you will never forget?
That I knew it before I came, but it's up to you. Like, it's your responsibility. I guess accountability in a word. It's up to you. It doesn't matter if your teacher ain't doing whatever, if your counselor ain't doing whatever, if your homeboy ain't contribute his part of the group project. Don't nobody care. Especially as a black man in America, that we have nobody to fall back on except for us.
Yeah,
that's it. Like, that's why I hate the whole male-female divide. All we got is us. That's all we got.
Preach.
So that's what I learned. Like, literally, like, it's up to you. If you want to graduate, get it done. You want to make sure your financial aid straight, it's on you. You're no longer a kid. It's your responsibility.
True.
To piggyback off that question, though, so you know, it's a group of friends out there right now. They got a dope idea, kind of like you guys did, right? What's that thing where what's something that you could tell them where they don't know exactly how to start, but they're looking to get into it? What's that piece of advice that you got to tell them?
Research. It's no excuse not to know. Literally.
And as much research.
This is a library, a record store, editing suite,
a marketing store.
Whatever. Okay. There's no reason not to know.
They're speaking for the owner of Facts Only, because I know half the stuff I thought I knew, I don't know.
You gotta do your research.
Even though it's right here, he would not let me use it at Facts Only. So.
Anyway. No phones allowed. And teams do snitch.
Like, teams snitch.
And if we hear your name too much, you're getting points taken off. We ain't talking about it. This happened.
I'm trying to pull my card and my friendship now. But no, you know I have my phone.
But if you knew you was going to a hip hop event, like he said, you got to do your research. You should have did your research.
I would never done the research.
No, that's not true.
Real name.
That's not true. On our Instagram. On our Instagram, we give hints. We tell you what the themes are going to be. You got to follow us, Facts Only Trivia, on all social media. And that's what you got to do. But to answer your question, research. If you want to do something at the end of the day, look and see who's done it before. If they've never done it before. Unfortunately, being a visionary, a lot of stuff I wanted to do, nobody did it before. So there was no blueprint to follow. So you just pull stuff from here and there. And put it together and ask questions. Ooh, it's so much game that people have given me that were in the fashion industry before me. I would have never known mm-hmm. where to source materials, mm-hmm. who to go through to print, what kind of blanks to use, who to go through to design. You know what I mean? Like, all of these things, I would have never known. I had to talk to some of my OGs in the bin. When I say OGs, they ain't necessarily older. One of my homies designed, when the NBA first flipped to Nike, he designed every new NBA jersey they had. He from the Bay Area. Dustin, he younger than me. And I hit Dustin all the time, like, hey, bro, I need to know this. Right. Because I don't know.
Yeah. And it goes back to you don't know what you don't know. So ask questions. Ask questions, y'all. For y'all that's watching, whether you in school, whether you just graduated, alumni, like, it never hurts to ask questions. You don't know what you don't know. And for me, like, I'm very inquisitive. So I probably ask too many questions. But don't be no gatekeeper either. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't be no gatekeeper either. So make sure y'all ask questions. Yeah. And for people who have the knowledge and want to get back, let's help people. No, you can't give them all the tea, but you can give them just a little bit. Like, black people gotta help black people.
For sure.
We gotta help each other. Like,
the community.
You can't hold on to the game.
Can't hold on. Ooh, okay. You might have to get that on the t-shirt.
Can't hold on to the game.
Can't hold on to the game.
Can't hold on to the game.
Because there mean a lot of things. Like, you could put that into
anything.
That's a real good one for real.
Absolutely.
Game of life.
Can't hold on to the game.
Based on game.
Everything. Can't hold on to the game.
Now, what I want to do real quick, you know, we're going to get you up out of here. I know you're a busy man.
You know what I'm saying?
I set aside time.
He
got
to leave one of these beers here, though, for me.
Y'all good.
Are we good? Say left. We're going to end it so quicker than I thought then. So I can get to it. So clearly, you know, you said you ain't high your age and none of that. What years were you at Clark?
I transferred to Clark in 96. I came out in 99.
Okay, came out in 99. Now, what we gonna do? We gonna let your boy.
He wasn't even born.
Do say, oh,
don't do that.
Wow.
Don't do that. I'm
messing
don't
with you.
Do
hey,
that.
It's bitch better you than she me, because she always on me.
I wasn't, though.
But yeah. We got OG and Young Buck. We got you. No, I'm just
What we gonna do? We gonna let Duce play a song from that time frame.
Ooh.
And you tell us what comes to your mind when you hear this.
We gonna trivia you.
I'm about to say, this is a test. That's a test for
him. Yeah, we gonna trivia you this time. DJ, whenever you ready, go on and give
drop
it to
that.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay, hi.
I know this
hey,
one.
That was hard, though. That beat one of the hardest beats ever.
Where was you at? You know, when this song was playing.
When I hear this song, the first thing that comes to mind is 559. If you know, you know.
559. He said 559. Now, I ain't gonna lie, say I know about 559.
I don't know about 559. Do we want to
know? I have partied on many continents. 559 is still one of my favorite clubs of all time. It was in the West End in Atlanta.
Oh, wow.
And literally Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, there was traffic in each direction for miles. You could see the cars come. Like, they had to have been making 200-300 racks every weekend.
On Sunday?
The club was so... I done seen Pimp C in there, Master P... This is the only club I've been to. They play 5-6 Tupac songs in a row.
Really?
Oh, wow. Like, it was like hood fabulous. Like, it was... 5x9 was so cracking. They lost their liquor license at one time, and they did BYOB.
Wow.
They'd be like, go get what you want, bring it in.
Some people have mentioned that club in their songs before, too, right?
5x9?
A lot of people, right? Okay. All right.
So you know about 559.
I don't know what it is, but I've heard.
This is my question. If we canceling Robert and we canceling Puff, how come we ain't canceling Missy?
You know what's funny? Well, I don't, I'm a no limit. I can't say too much. I've been no limit for a long time.
No limit.
Honorary, I feel like, well, P, you don't know me, but still I'm honorary. But,
all right,
DJ, we appreciate that. But look, man, we definitely gonna get you up out of here. Now, if there's any last words that you want to say to the audience,
please let them know where they can find you. Find all your brands again. This is your time to pop it.
Don't worry about finding me. Find my brands.
Ooh. Hey.
Facts only trivia. Drought season. That's DRAUGHT season. And also, do me a favor. If y'all listen to podcasts, and obviously you do because you're watching this one, I did a scripted podcast with my 9 to 5. Called Remember the Time, the Hyphy Movement. Had Steph Curry on there, man, E40, Too Short, La Russell, P-Lo, probably interviewed like 75 people. Amazing series. Definitely download it. Check it out. Rate and review. We'll definitely appreciate that.
Yes, we appreciate y'all for listening, tuning in to Mr. Brandon Peters. And we are out with the Yard Link Up by Historically Black Sense. DJ Ducey, take us out of here.